Meanwhile, the federal government struck another deal with the Palmer United Party, this time on the rules governing financial advice. The finance minister, Matthias Cormann, says the government has agreed in writing to a range of extra measures demanded by the minor party. The opposition has been trying to get the numbers to prevent the coalition from watering down Labour's tougher rules. Tonight, it accused the government of protecting the wealthy and powerful at the expense of ordinary Australians. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Hot on the heels of a deal on repealing the carbon tax, though the Senate's yet to vote on it, comes another agreement with the Palmer United Party on financial advice laws and associated consumer protections. The government's regulations would allow financial planners to earn commissions in limited circumstances and remove an overarching requirement that planners always act in the best interest of their clients, a rule introduced by the previous Labor government. The opposition and the Greens wanted to disallow the changes in the Senate, but the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, beat them to the punch by striking a deal with the Palmer United Party and Senator Ricky Muir.
I'm pleased to inform the Senate that the government has reached agreement with the Palmer United Party, and that I have written to Mr. Palmer about a range of additional measures that the government will pursue by way of further regulations in order to take on board the positive suggestions that were made by Mr. Palmer on behalf of the Palmer United Party.
Just a fortnight ago, Clive Palmer was adamant he wouldn't play ball and his senators would vote to disallow the regulations.
Yeah, we don't think there should be any doubt when retirees or other people seeking financial advice from a bank that they've got some sort of expectation that the people giving that advice will act in their best interest. It's ludicrous to say that they could act in the best interest of the bank and not their interest or in someone else's interest. What sort of financial advisors would they be then? It's just a crazy idea by the government that should be thrown out.
The finance minister says the government has agreed to improve on its improvements.
Consumers will have certainty about the regulatory settings moving forward.
Order.
It will make
Senators
sure that
consumers
left. Across Australia will be able to benefit from proper competition. It means that consumers will have the
Senator
benefit from being able to access affordable advice, because we're removing all of the unnecessary and costly red tape which Labor imposed on consumers and small business advisers at the behest of the union movement.
The chief executive of Choice, Alan Kirkland, is clearly disappointed.
This is a terrible day for consumers. We've seen the Senate vote to enshrine the government's cuts to consumer protection, which means that consumers will be exposed to the shark financial advice that led to collapses like Storm, Opus Prime and for Commonwealth Financial Planning.
And Labor is railing against the deal. Senator Sam Dastyari's dismissed it as a last-minute dirty deal.
Tonight there'll be a group of people, of the con men, of the sharks, of those who have misrepresented and misused the financial services industry, salivating at the prospect that under you, Minister Cormann, they can return to the bad old days of financial planning. And unfortunately, our friends here in the Palmer United Party have allowed them a vehicle to do that.
And you've got the government ripping it up with last-minute dodgy deals in a desperate bid of policy on the run, for which no other word than chaos is an adequate descriptor.
Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says ordinary Australians are the big losers.
Well, when you've got a minister, finance minister and acting assistant treasurer still, tabling just minutes before the Senate votes, new policy. I mean, when did this go to Cabinet? When did it go through the regulation impact statement? What businesses were consulted? That's pretty chaotic.
Clive Palmer defends the deal he's just done.
I've been swayed by actual things happening, and actual serious things happening will make people's life better.
He says the government's agreed to a number of important safeguards, including that all financial advisers' fees and charges have to be declared, and consumers will have a two-week cooling-off period.
And now we've got positive statements of these obligations, which I think is pretty important. They're also saying they're going to establish a register for financial advisers, and that register is going to be transparent. It's going to say who the adviser is, who he works for, and what his status is in the industry. So our party's been wholly successful, I think, in delivering a good outcome for Australians and ensuring that more and more people are protected and that things won't happen. Now, we could have had the option of voting with the Labor Party, but there still wouldn't be any protection out there for people in the community. They'd still be losing their money. So we thought it was much better approach in a positive manner to get the undertakings from the government and make sure that they're legislated quickly and we can make sure all Australians are protected.
Clive Palmer, ending Alexandra Kirk's report.